Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Thank you for attending. On today's show, I am explaining a very important thing we all need to know how to do, how to properly test your pH with pH test strips. And really, what do the results mean? Because I've talked to many people, and I mentioned pH, and they say, oh, yeah, I checked my pH. I was acidic. Guys, we say this like we don't understand what's going on. When we're acidic, this is affecting our health. I'm going to explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you lower your risk of disease, help you overcome an illness, have that edge when you understand this information, and improve how you feel physically and mentally. You know, I wrote a book called An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. I published this book in 2006, and it really explains how when we are acidic in our body, and this is something we treat as a digestive issue, really, right, acidity, but it's really damaging our cells. And when we're acidic, it stops our lymphatic system or slows our lymphatic system, and we really fill with our own waste. And in my book, I explain how most health problems are really due to cellular waste building in the body because the lymphatic system is unable to clean us. And things that I wrote back then, like type 2 diabetes that I thought would never be linked to cellular waste a few years ago, was linked to cellular waste building in the pancreas. Insomnia has been linked to cellular waste building in the brain. Alzheimer's, dementia, we already know is about cellular waste. But really, every disease, once you understand the lymphatic system, is about cellular waste, limiting circulation. Once I understood this information, I developed work called LymphPractic. I do a fully closed session here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I change people's lives. I open up their lymphatic system. I educate them about pH and how to change their diet just a little bit. Trust me, it's not about being perfect. I don't want to be a perfect person. I want to enjoy my life. But I have to know how to balance my foods I eat, things I breathe in, things I drink, stress. Everything has to be balanced, and we never think about it. If you live out of state, if you live out of country, I coach people everywhere. With Skype, we are really able to do a great session. We can video Skype or just do an audio Skype, but it really works well. And I really have coached people in many different countries, Germany, Africa, Great Britain, again, many, many different places, and it really works well. I've never had a problem. So we have to know how to clean our body, and the lymphatic system is really our body's sewage treatment plant. To me, it really is a conveyor belt. It moves waste up towards your neck, back into a vein, back into your heart to be pushed out into the body again so that it can go through your liver, your kidney, your spleen, and your sweat and your lungs and your breath so it could be eliminated from the body. So the importance of knowing if you're acidic, imbalanced, or alkaline is really paramount to you being sick or healthy, but we never think of it. Most houses have an antacid in their house. Many people are taking PPIs like Prilosec. We spend $50 billion on things to reduce acid in our body. We treat it as a digestive problem rather than acid damaging your cells, creating your health problems. Now, your body is really like a swimming pool or a fish tank. You have live cells in your body and fluid surrounding them. And the lymphatic system plays a very large role in maintaining the cells. And I know from personal experience when we were kids, if we didn't clean the fish tank often, the fish got ick, which is where their eyes would bulge, their skin would fall out, their tail would bend. They were getting acidic. They were swimming in their own urine and feces and not getting oxygen because we weren't cleaning the filter. So that same thing is happening with us. We're becoming toxic inside, and we see all kinds of things. We see bacteria. We see mold. We see parasites. And that same thing happens in our pools here in Arizona. If your pool gets out of balance, it basically gets mold, or you'll start seeing little bugs floating around and swimming in it. So, again, not only in our swimming pools and in our fish tanks, but in our bodies, we have to think about balancing ourselves on a daily basis. Now, I learned of pH. Me and Eileen had owned a massage therapy clinic for many years and thought we were pretty healthy. And then I met Dr. Jaundice Gray. He's the co-author of Beyond Pritikin. It was published in 1988. It was a book about healthy aging, healthy eating, and how we need oils in our body. Well, he came in to see me for pneumonia. He was in his 70s at this time, and he really introduced me to pH, which is really the potential of hydrogen in a solution, how much hydrogen is in it. When we are more acidic, we have more hydrogen. When we are more alkaline, we have more oxygen, which is something that we need. But we really want to find a balance. So he told me the story that back in the 70s, he was studying food. He was a naturopathic physician. And there was a lot of research going on in food, and they were realizing that when people got their pH, because pH was new, the testing, when they got their pH to a 7.2, that people weren't as unhealthy. They were healthier. And he said at that exact same time, Nixon declared war on cancer. The drug companies went to Nixon and said, why are you studying food? We need to put all this money into drug research to fight cancer. Well, guys, we're here how many years later? Many years later, maybe 40 years later, and we haven't found a cure to cancer. Because it's not about a cure. It's about changing the cellular environment. It's about bringing the body into balance. And that's the same for every health problem. That's one thing about my book. If you understand my information, the first thing you have to do is balance your pH, activate your lymphatic system, then you could do things for your specific health problem. But for every health problem, we have two steps we have to do, is balance the pH and activate the lymphatic system to begin your healing process. So meeting Dr. Desgray really changed my life, because when I checked my pH, I was 100 times more acidic than I should have been. When I checked my wife and kids, they were 100 times more acidic, which started to explain all the little health problems we were having and seeing in our kids. This really shocked me. How could we be acidic and nobody understands this in the medical community? I bring my kids into the doctors to find out what's wrong with them, and they don't even think about acidity. So on an everyday basis, we have to start thinking, am I acid or am I alkaline or am I in balance? Let me explain the pH scale. It begins with 1, and it does go on indefinitely. It goes below 1 and over 14, but 1 to 6.9 is acid. As we get down to 1, it's more acid. So as we get to 6.9, closer to 7, it's less acid. And neutral, we want to find neutral around 7. And then when we go to 7.1 to 14, that's alkaline. And think of OxyClean. So when we're more alkaline, we have more oxygen in our blood. And studies have shown that when we're acidic, our red blood cells can't hold oxygen, and we get fatigue. And how many of you out there are having fatigue or can't get out of bed, have chronic fatigue or Epstein-Barr syndrome? So we have to know, really, what's going on in our body. And the thing is that when we move from a 7 on the scale to a 6, it's a 10 times difference. So you're 10 times more acidic. So I was at a 5. My children were at a 5. So we went from a 7 to a 6, to a 5, that's 10 times 10. That's 100 times more acidic than your body's supposed to be. Do you think that would damage your body? Yes. So we want to find homeostasis. The body's always going between acid and alkaline, trying to find balance. But we can tell we're out of balance because we spend $50 billion a year on antacids. It's easy to see this. So again, the importance is to understand that when we're more acidic, we have more hydrogen and less oxygen in our blood. When we have more alkaline, we have more oxygen. But again, we don't want to be in the extremes. We don't want to be too acidic. We don't want to be too alkaline. We want to be around neutral, around 7. So we want to hit around 6.5 to 7.5. So we really need oxygen, guys. Think of it. You hear it all the time, OxyClean, how it cleans clothes. Well, when we have more oxygen in the body, it actually helps us to sort of clean and keep ourselves much healthier. So there are over 30 books that say acid is the root cause of disease. Mine is just one of the latest, and it was printed 10 years ago, saying that when we're acidic, it stops our lymphatic system or slows it, and we fill with our own cellular waste, creating inflammation and disease. So this is real science that we all really have to understand. So you need to take steps to balance your pH and optimize your lymphatic system to improve your cellular health and overall health. It just makes sense. Let me tell you a little bit about myself before I tell you how to check your pH. In my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, I work with the gamut. I work with all kinds of problems. Children who aren't growing They have failure to thrive. Children with ADHD, children with Asperger's, autism. I see cancer. I see Lyme disease. People with neurologic Lyme, arthritis from their Lyme, digestive issues. I see swelling. I see lymphedema. I've seen lipedema. Guys, I see everything. If you have a lung problem, you can't breathe. Most people, after my first 15 minutes, say, wow, I can breathe better. Because I'm relaxing your lungs. They're full of acid. They tighten up. So, again, if you can't come into Scottsdale, Arizona, I can still help you anywhere you live around the world. We use Skype, and I promise you it will change your life. Within a few minutes of talking to me, you will have hope that this information can really help you feel better. So proper pH testing, how do we do this? So again, we're checking for the hydrogen ions in any liquid is what we're checking, right? And if you need pH test strips, I'm really not a fan of the little rolls, paper rolls. They're hard to read and not so exact. Vaxa International has test strips that are very easy to read. I've used these in my studies, and again, I like them. So VAXA International has test strips. And if you buy other pH test strips, we want to make sure that they go down to 5.0 or 4.5. Many go to 5.5, and that's not low enough. We are testing much lower. I'll tell you about a pH tester company who I met at the beginning while writing my book, and the owner complained to me saying, people are calling me all over the country saying my pH test strip doesn't work. His pH test strip went to 5.5. Well, guys, if you're testing at 5.0, then 5.5, it's not going to change, so it looks like the strip isn't working. So that's verification that millions of people around the world or even around in the nation are acidic, okay, because the test strips aren't working. So make sure they go down to 5.5. So you want to check your pH, again, fast for about 2 hours. You can have water up to an hour before. That's nothing by mouth, no gum, no smoking, nothing, and you can check your pH. Don't go longer than an hour and a half, 2 hours without meaning water. You want a water up to an hour before so that you won't get dehydrated, and then the nothing after that. And, guys, what we want to do is check your morning, afternoon, and evening and do that for a few days, and then you can do an average. But really, it's the idea to see if you're acid or alkaline. And we want to be about 6.5 to 7.5. So you want to test your urine because urine is showing you what's leaving your body. And we also want to test your saliva because saliva is telling you what's going on above your neck, what's in our tissues. But it really is more of a separation, what's leaving the body and what may be in the body. So test the strip with your the little chart that comes with it, but you want to use the manufacturer's chart that comes with your test strips. And again, don't go crazy doing this. At first, I went crazy doing this all the time. You don't have to do that. Once you know you're acidic, and we really all are, if you happen to test overly alkaline, that means your body's probably not flowing and you're not getting the alkaline to the acid. So once I tend to drain you or you do some exercise, you'll see that will start to balance out and you won't be so alkaline. But it is something to know, again, your pH. Are you in balance or acid or alkaline? So when you're basically testing, we are really just telling, are we acid or are we alkaline? Just don't become obsessed. Really, we just want to know our pH and use that every day to balance ourselves. Check on my homepage for an acid-alkaline food chart at ospinskyhealthacademy.com. We have to limit processed foods, less grains, less flour, less red meat. Look at what you're eating. That really is important. More juicing, more smoothies, more fruits and vegetables, more alkaline nuts. And again, magnesium, baking soda, systemic enzymes, Epsom salt baths, all things I talk about, and being hydrated. When we drink water, guys, we want to drink water that has minerals in it. Too many people drink RO without adding minerals or distilled water, and they just add some sea salt to it. Not a good way of doing it. We really want to drink water that has minerals in it to help our body become more alkaline. So spring water, alkaline water, or add drops to your reverse osmosis. It makes a big difference. So daily exercise is so important, guys. Lymphatic drainage sessions, deep breathing, good posture. Check out my book, An Undetected Acid, Alkaline, and Balance. It is life-changing, I guarantee it, and it goes over how to check your pH. You know, the goal is to just balance your pH, activate the lymphatic system to improve your health, improve your circulation, and natural detoxification. But you have to know, are you acid or are you alkaline? On Thursday's show, I'll be explaining what role does the lymphatic system play when you have heavy legs and a slim upper body. I've met many people who had this, especially women, and they were told that they were fat all their life. And could you imagine being told you're fat in your legs and your upper body is slim when you really have a lymphatic problem? They were very relieved when I explained how they had a lymphatic problem. But if this is a problem that's beginning with you, you can really make a dramatic difference by understanding this information, especially the how to get your lymphatic system moving. If I can help you understand how to help, how you feel and think, contact me at ossipinskihealthacademy.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful day. When you find out your pH, let me know on my social media what you found.